This is KUNC. Home prices are continuing to climb all across northern Colorado. Just this month, the average price in Fort Collins hit $420,000. Supply versus demand is one factor for the uptick, but as KUNC's Matt Bloom reports, water is also driving up the cost.
As northern Colorado's population grows, along with the need for homes, buyers are paying more than they ever have for water rights, especially for new homes.
Hello.
Hey,
Nancy and Stephen Innes just moved into their new Tuscan-style residence in Greeley. It's packed with lots of water-saving features, like this faucet that turns on with just a wave of your hand.
So water conservation is even here in the kitchen.
But they had to pay an additional $38,000 just to get the water flowing in their home. That's pretty normal for new properties in Greeley, according to a 2015 city survey, and it's something they budgeted for.
It was a huge factor because I know I watched the movie The Big Short, and at the very end, they asked Christian Bale, okay, what's your next big venture? What did he say? Do you remember?
The water, right?
Water.
And residents aren't the only ones feeling the pinch.
This is where I meet with customers and talk about building their dreams.
Jay Jensen is the man behind the Innes' dream home. He's an old-school builder who still draws his blueprints by hand. He says many of his customers have no idea how big a factor water is in the cost of a new home.
They all think, oh, we'll spend $200,000 on a house. Well, you're more than likely going to spend 40 to 60 before you even start building.
He says it's become a new barrier to ownership for some people, and that he's seen some clients walk away from a project.
As a builder, we have to pass it on, to the consumer. As the cost of water goes up, the cost of a house goes up. That's bottom line.
I spoke with several developers, both large and small, and they all said the same thing. Northern Colorado residents are paying more because cities and counties are squeezed for water rights. Bob Sutton is a longtime realtor in Fort Collins.
So Fort Collins continues to grow. We have the same amount of water to work with that we've had for many, many years. And so it's just a simple supply and demand.
And it's not just new homes that are being affected.
If you have a house on one side of the street that was built 10 years ago, and their water tap was $17,000 or $18,000, and you'd go to build a new one across the street, and now it's $32,000, you effectively raise the older home by the same amount of money because the value of the water tap changes as the market rate changes.
Cities and towns know how difficult it is to compete for water rights, and they don't want it to scare off potential developers. Windsor has recently changed its policy to give them a break.
We will allow you to pay up to 50% of your raw water requirements in the form of cash.
Dennis Wagner is the head of engineering for the town's public works department. He says it's proven to be a very popular option.
So a lot of developers are doing that because, first of all, it's getting harder and harder to find water rights. And so anytime they can pay cash instead of going out and trying to find it on their own, they will do that.
Many communities like Greeley are considering or already have similar policies in place. That doesn't necessarily make things less expensive for residents and builders like Jay Jensen, but it does make it easier to build.
Okay.
Good boy.
Jensen brings his golden retriever, Wally, with him to every project site. Today, he's in a neighborhood on the east side of Greeley. He points to the water meter pit in the front yard.
So the water now comes up to this pit, but we don't have a meter in it yet. That when we do set it, it will go through the meter and into the house.
The cost of tapping into this one in particular, $36,000. Jensen says back when his company first started building homes in 1984, the average price was just $7,000.
More people using a finite resource.
Yeah,
more people wanting the same thing.
For KUNC, I'm Matt Bloom in Greeley.